Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, as summer has started to come to a close here, and as we head into September, what's kind of come across my desk is a lot of announcements from arts organizations about their upcoming seasons. So I'd like to kind of highlight some of those and maybe kind of do a little review of why this is important, why the arts are important. I've always just felt like on a very high level, first and foremost, the arts just represent a great outlet for people to go out and have fun and to be entertained. There's just like nothing quite like a great movie, a great live band. The other side of the equation is the arts are a critical part of a child's education. That's been proven. They're an important part of the economy. In South Carolina, there was a study done, and the arts represent a $14.1 billion economic impact on the state. The arts attract visitors. Visitors come to our hotels and restaurants. And I think, you know, we've been talking about this for years, too, about how the arts help attract talent, young talent, to our cities.
I think most of our listeners would agree with you on that. So where are we going to start on these new seasons that have been announced?
I'm going to start with the Harbison Theater at Midlands Technical College. They have a great theater. It is just a great place to see an arts event. No bad seat in the house. It's in the northwest part of Columbia. It's in Irmo. Their season is a really diverse cohort of the arts. You're going to see dance, music, theater, comedians. There's an illusionist this year. The South Carolina Children's Theater in the upstate is really doing an amazing job of getting families, you know, kids and families involved with theater, becoming change makers through theater. I love what they're doing up there. Learning a little bit about just even, you know, local theater that you can go and support. Like, why not go and support your local high school? There's great, talented, artistic performers at our high schools. And then the next level, our universities. Been a little remiss here in this area. I'd love to get out and see some of the shows at the University of South Carolina. The talent must be incredible. There's a place in the upstate called the Brooks Center for the Performing Arts in Clemson. They've got an amazing season that they're bringing in. So just lots of areas. Another one that I love supporting or trying to support is jazz has just played a great historic role in the music of the United States, let alone the Southeast. There's the Greenville Jazz Collective is doing amazing work in the upstate, Cola Jazz here in Columbia, Charleston Jazz Orchestra. They're really building a local and global community for jazz, not just through performance, but also through outreach, education, and movies. You know, the Nickelodeon downtown Columbia, great place to go and see a movie that's not maybe a summer blockbuster, but something that's really maybe pushing the boundaries. Mike, I just feel like all of this stuff really matters to a city. Another little quick anecdote. Last year, we went to the Town Theater in Columbia, which for over 100 years has been doing local community theater. And the level of corporate support that they are getting for their theater, for their productions, I was really impressed with. There was a couple of companies in there that have really, maybe not, you know, I just looked at it and I thought, thank you for supporting the arts in our communities. And this stuff is really important. Personal support, business support, and government support. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's what our cities need. So,
and of course, in this short time that we have on this program, there are dozens more of these venues around the state that, of course, we couldn't get to. But the main point is, it's good for quality of life, great for the economy, and thank you so much for bringing that up for us today, Alan.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this program. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.